This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
Where we overshare.
Laugh too loud.
And probably say things that we'll regret later. Welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Thanks for coming back.
Hey, we're back again.
Yeah, we are excited.
It's starting to rain outside
now.
I know,
it's getting dreary. It's summertime.
I'm starting to hear thunder.
Yeah, we're in full summer effect. We've been busy. It's been a crazy last few months, and the kids have been home and navigating that and working and lifestyle. Yeah, it's just been
chaos.
It's been a lot of life, and then I've been traveling nonstop. And this weekend, I am excited. This weekend, I finally get to check out PVR.
Oh, yeah.
Paradise Valley. So everyone, for as long as we've been doing this, has always talked about PVR. PVR is a favorite of people around here, and it's not too far for us. It's like 3 hours or so.
Yeah, something
like that. It's up north. So I got invited to come along with a whole group of our friends, and they got a place on site. So I'm excited. It's supposed to be a big party Saturday. Yeah. So I'm excited to finally check it out. I feel like we've done the Grove, and we know what that's like, and we've heard it's very similar.
Yeah,
I know that there's more lifestyle at PVR, they say, anyway. And so I'm excited. I've heard lots of things, and we're going to definitely check back, and we'll let you know. That's what we're here for. You know what that's like, but it's going to be, no matter what, it's a good group of people, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, today we wanted to talk. I did a TikTok a few weeks ago talking about just reoccurring issues, just stuff that keeps coming up, problems that I've been seeing, and I really just wanted to reach out to the community and just kind of say this stuff out loud, maybe hopefully help someone or kind of reiterate and talk more about all these things. There's like three common themes that keep happening all summer. I've been noticing going to all of these.
Yeah, things. We've talked about it a lot. We've talked about it to friends.
Yes.
And
yeah, we just wanted to kind of, we figured it needed a space in the podcast because, I mean, when I tell you I've been getting daily texts and calls and people are really frustrated and
worried
and concerned, and there are things popping up that we just never really had happen before. And I just wanted to kind of get on the podcast. It's probably not going to be a very long episode, but just kind of get it out there, get people thinking, maybe help someone.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the first one is the amount of couples that we have seen lately struggling in the space of swinging.
So what we've seen are couples that clearly have intermarital or interrelationship problems they could be working on them outside of a lifestyle space, but they're deciding to go to these events and parties while they're still working through this stuff, and it never ends up good.
No, it's been
unfortunately, or the last few things we've been to have ended up with relationship issues or fighting or a lot of red flags, a lot of things that are reoccurring with different people, different couples. They're not just one couple or two. It's multiple couples. If you're going to an event or to our house party or to a club and you're going through something, you're dealing with something, don't go. Yeah. It's as simple as that. I know you might have spent money or the time,
especially if it's a bigger event, if you cancel, if it's not a last minute cancel, if you cancel, you can one either resell your tickets to someone else and transfer them.
Yeah.
Or two, they might refund at least part of your money back. So there's no
trust us.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with an issue, if there are deep jealousy issues, if there's something going on it's anything really that's really deep that you're going through, don't go. Just don't go. It's been like, when you're not just going there and you're having a bad night and you guys are having a bad night, it bleeds into the environment and everyone can feel the shift change and everyone is a part of it at that point once you bring it to, because it's going to come to a head. And usually, unfortunately, it comes to a head at the end of the night or when someone's trying to take it to the playroom.
And it's never in private.
There's never people
around.
It always
blows up.
And then you're not just losing out on your night or your event or your club night or whatever. Everyone else is, because they're soaking in, they're feeling, it just changes the whole night.
They're hurting themselves in the long run. Not just their relationship, but their reputation
word of mouth.
And lifestyle.
We say a million
because
times.
Yeah.
Word of mouth, it will.
As soon as you ruin someone else's night or another group's night that you're with that sees this happen, they're not going to want to hang out with you anymore.
It's hard to come back from that. When people start seeing flags being thrown and people see that you're not a solid couple and you're not okay, word starts spreading immediately.
Yeah.
Because people do want to give a heads up to people. You want to play with solid couples. You want to hang out with solid couples. So they have a tendency to like, hey, here's a heads up.
Hey, not telling you what to do, but this is our experience.
Yeah, just be careful.
Take it as you will, but just be careful.
This lifestyle, that's what it is. Everything here, everything is word of mouth. And you have a reputation. And it's hard to watch. It's just been hard to watch. Yeah. A lot of couples struggling. A lot of couples going through it.
And what they don't realize is everyone in the lifestyle has more respect for a couple that says, we're going through some things. We're just going to sit out for a little bit.
Yeah.
And
focus on us. Yeah,
there's so much more respect there because then there you are clearly focused on each other instead of looking outside of the relationship to fill gaps.
Yeah, or blame
are just going to cause more problems
than
trying to figure this stuff out in these
intense environments. Yeah, because then you add sex and jealousy and just
alcohol. In a lot of these events there's alcohol involved and
like the thing,
other that substances
are, that are just like not helping anything, amplifying everything if anything.
Which brings us to our next thing.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today.
Yes, next thing on the list.
People drinking too much and other substances, like, regularly.
We're nervous about bringing this one up, but we've had so many people reach out to us and concerned and just
and
out of love.
I don't want people to get around. Like, I understand having a good time.
Oh, yeah. I understand having a few drinks or, you know, I understand smoking or doing what you need to do to just relax. And to get out of your nerves. We are not saying that. We are here for a good time. We love a good party.
Legitimately out of this world.
And it's alarmingly quickly. It's catching on really fast. And I'm not really sure where it came from. From my perspective, it's a lot of different groups of and younger people and people in different scenes and stuff that
we've been talking about this for a while between us.
Yeah.
And I think we are onto something. EDM scene is starting to really find the lifestyle and come in or be blended in with the lifestyle.
Yeah. A lot of people in life.
And along with the EDM scene and the rave scene, there's these other substances.
Yeah.
And these party drugs that are being brought to lifestyle events.
But it's just alarming how fast it's happening and how many different groups of people. It's not just like one specific group. It used to be more of like this group of people. You just know that's kind of comes along with it. And that's just what they do. But now I can't believe over the last just this summer, how many people and it seems like everyone like it really does feel like
I'm seeing definitely a giant uptick
fast
this past summer.
Yeah.
But before, like, it was, you know, a few people, not like that's just like we just knew like, oh, that's just what they do. They don't drink. They don't smoke. They don't do it.
And
like,
again, we're not against it.
They'll just do that.
It just seems like
everybody, like, they're always under control. Yeah. And like, it was just something for them to just feel the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what we're seeing now are
like a concerning amount of people that we didn't even want to bring it up because it's so many people that we know and love. My biggest thing is, I guess, is just I feel like we need to figure out. I understand it loosens you up and you like the person that you become. And I understand that. But like maybe we should figure out why we can't do this stuff without anything.
It. Yeah.
And I feel like there has to be a reason. I understand it's fun and exciting. But what concerns me is like the underlying reasons why you feel like you need to be a different person. Why do you need to transform into another being? To do this stuff, and why do you have to have another like persona? And again, out of love and concern, because I've had so many people come to me and text me and call me genuinely worried about friends, and we love everyone.
No,
and
we are not immune to over-serving ourselves, especially with drinking. The last partying event we went to, the first night, I was the guy excited and got too drunk.
Yeah.
Ended up just going to bed.
Yeah.
But the next night I was sober all night. So I'm not saying we're not immune to doing this to ourselves.
Yeah.
And we understand we're just here for a good time, but we're just worried about the community as a whole.
Enough that people are like, we need to bring this up and say something on the podcast. You need to just get it out there.
Honestly, my concern isn't the people doing it. Because they know what they're doing. It's, I don't know the source they're getting this stuff from.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm worried that.
And the way fentanyl's been laced through things.
That's what scares me.
I don't want somebody actually get hurt or potentially.
That's where my concern is.
Become unalive.
Yeah. Like, I understand.
This whole fentanyl thing. And that brings up another thing we've talked about is. Should we start bringing Narcan to events and parties just in case something happens?
My concern is I've seen it firsthand numerous times now with different groups of people. And that's the thing. It's not just secluded to one little group or certain people. It's taking over all of the groups that we've seen. And it's the amount of things that everyone doesn't know what they're taking. It doesn't know where it came from, doesn't know what it is. And that's scary. I just honestly wanted to bring it up and talk about it and get it out there and get people thinking just because I'm concerned with their health.
Somebody we care about to actually.
Oh, no, I would. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's where this comes from is we just don't want people. We want people to have fun, but
no judgment, no nothing, but also be able to consent. And we want to make sure that.
Exactly.
Again, with alcohol and substances, it brings out the beast in people.
Can you really consent?
Yeah.
Or can I really get consent from somebody that isn't in the right mind?
Yeah.
Isn't sober, isn't technically sane.
No.
And
get consent and give consent.
How can we play safely?
Both ways, yeah.
That's
the biggest concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, is consent and health.
Last thing I want to do is play with somebody and then the next day be like, you did that. I'm not okay with that.
No.
But I thought I had consent.
No.
There was an enthusiastic yes at that time, but after the fact, when everybody sobers up, it's a no.
No, no.
So, you know, I don't want to put myself in that predicament. I don't want somebody else to find themselves in that type of predicament. It's just...
I just want everybody to be safe and healthy and okay, because yeah. I just don't want anyone... I don't want to see anything happen to anyone. I understand. Again, 420 friendly. I'm all about different things and I'm open to a lot of stuff and I'm no judgment at all here whatsoever. Only love, but concern. And not just us, but a lot of people, a lot of event hosts, a lot of people have been concerned about this happening and going on and honestly didn't know how to really approach it or talk about it because I don't want any.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to get upset or, you know, be called out or any of that. But if it could help somebody or, you know, help.
Make somebody think about.
Maybe pull back a little or maybe think twice about it or maybe help. In any way, I told everyone that's reached out to me, we are more than happy to bring it up. Not sure how, but we're more than happy to bring it up, at least get the conversation started and people talking. And again, all out of love. And we just have concern. And a lot of people are just worried about their people. And I would never want anything to happen to any of you guys. So if it can help anybody, but it's so good when you actually can be there and present and not numb. It's so good, and I highly recommend to do that because we want to feel everything. We want to have consent, no questions asked. We want to be able to remember the next day. There's been a lot of alcohol fighting issues and marital issues. Alcohol has been the number one culprit for that. I'm always saying that alcohol is one of the most dangerous things you could deal with at all. It's terrifying, and I've seen some really bad things go down, and I don't know why, but this summer... the swinger season, it's a lot of just under the influence problems and people are wild this year. I don't really know what's going on.
People be peopling
a lot. Yeah. And then the last thing that I had talked about was what?
Consent. The consent problems that we've
recently
come across.
Yes. Another thing.
I don't know if it's
hand in hand with the use of.
It could be. Also, I think part of it is we've hung out with the same people a lot, and everybody's very comfortable with each other, and they
see that. Yeah.
There's this, I mean, just because you got consent once isn't an automatic consent the second time.
Yeah.
We do have
people. We always talk and joke that we all have standing consent with certain
people. Right. There are certain people, and those people know who they are, that there's a standing consent. We also know if with those people that have this standing consent that other person has to say is, I'm not feeling
it. Yeah, we can pull back it.
And then there's no questions asked. No big deal.
Not right.
And
no pressure. No weirdness, no nothing ever.
But those are people that we've spent a lot of time with, and we've grown this level of trust.
And had the conversations.
And have the conversations. Yeah. And
we understand boundaries and limits and things that we have established.
But we're talking about people that we've hung out also quite a bit, but haven't had these types of conversations on that level of trust, who automatically think that they can touch me, touch you.
The problem a lot for me, especially when I'm alone at these events and parties and stuff, is that people know me, but I don't know them. But they think that they know me so well and they're so comfortable because they like message me on Instagram here and there or something, and we see each other's stuff and like it, or they see my stuff, or they share my stuff or like my stuff. And then they're automatically like assumed that meant I feel it the same way. And it's a lot more like they know me, but I don't know them.
Right.
And not even realizing how weird that kind of is for me, because I really don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Just because you followed or you use a link that I used or going to an event or expecting to meet doesn't mean that anything's going to happen.
Right. Like, another thing that I've noticed is just because you're in a room that an orgy is going on
that's
in,
gonna mean the consent. Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you are automatically involved in said orgy.
Orgy doesn't mean a free for all. That people think that an orgy is just everyone jump in and have sex with everybody. And that's not that's not how it goes. I know it goes down. I know that happens. I know that's a thing. But again, you have to get consent every time. But most all the time, it's people that have already had a conversation, already agreed, already asked for consent. You just didn't see that part. Most orgies that we see are people that know each other, people that have had a conversation, people who have talked, people who were invited, people they wanted to be in the orgy. And yeah, I've had to stop play twice over the last few months and make it weird because people, like, I will never understand how you just walk up to somebody and smack them. I just never will understand how, like, spank them. I will never understand how someone just grabs your butt, smacks your butt. That, like, it irritates me so bad, and it happens to me pretty much every single time I go anywhere. Like, it's enough where, obviously, I had to have a conversation to you guys and make a TikTok about it because it's got me all worked up. But for some reason, I don't know if it's because they know I'm submissive and they know I'm BDSM. And I have a lot of people who choke me and spank me just unprovoked. And I'm usually out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And usually, like, middle of conversation or something, you know, doing something when I'm standing there. And it blows my mind just every single time. I have a lot harder time speaking up for myself than I do for other people. When I've paused things twice in public, it was because of other people being violated. And not because of me.
Part of that problem for you is because we've talked about like what you need from another guy. And these people have listened to us and watched us on social media and the podcast and everything. So they think they're doing exactly what you want. They've never had these type of conversations.
It kind of goes back to the whole, it's not a lot of people know me really well. Yeah. And they've watched me and they hear me and I talk to them, but I have no idea. You're a stranger to me.
Yeah.
You know, I can't possibly know every single person that follows me or likes my stuff or shares or uses my code or whatever. I do try, but I can't possibly. And even if I do know of you, we haven't had those conversations. We haven't talked about boundaries and limits and gotten consent from my husband or me. Or it's just...
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Just don't touch anyone. And
so also a lot of people see you by yourself at a lot of these events this last summer because I've had to work. With the people that you're with, I've had these conversations with. They've come to me and asked, you know, what I'm okay with, what I'm not okay with. We've had these conversations as groups, as individuals. But what people see is they perceive one thing, but they didn't see everything that happened in the background before what they saw.
Yeah.
And people don't understand, like, oh, he just did this to her. She must like that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I know that. I know that's a lot of.
And so they think because you've talked to him, you know,
once or twice.
And because you know their name. Or know their face or something like that, you know, like they're an acquaintance. They think they're allowed. And it's like, no, we haven't had these types of conversations.
That's it. I mean, I think we've come a long way. I think consent, we've really tried to educate. I think all of us as a community as a whole have really pushed home consent lately. We've really done a really good job. So it's like when you have these things that can happen.
Say, this isn't every time. Just, these are definitely one-offs, but the one-offs really stick out.
It's been every time in the last few months. There's been at least one instance every night that I've done the lifestyle thing. It's enough where, again, it had me all riled up for a TikTok. I had to say something because I do think maybe I feel like we're talking about it constantly. Maybe I feel like the whole community is talking about it. But maybe this will help light some fires and get people back to talking about it, because I know we've had a million podcast episodes talking about consent. That's one of our number one things. Maybe we need to just make sure to go back and reiterate and reeducate and get back to the roots. And because I think we do kind of assume everyone knows. Covered it. And unfortunately,
we have been talking about it for so long that
we just assume everyone's on
the same
page.
Sometimes I do feel like we're a broken record when we talk about consent.
But there's so many new people. Many people coming in at all times.
So, like, I understand just because we feel that way and people that have been in the space might feel that way.
Yeah.
One, we can't stop talking about it.
No, we start getting lax because we do feel and, like we always talk about it.
Yeah. So, and somebody needs to hear it.
Yeah. We just have to remember how many people are just joining every day. Brand new. Never seen it. It's all brand new to a lot of people on every day. So, we're going to just keep on talking about it on here, talking about it on social media, keep the conversation going. Make sure that you ask before you touch. We have learned everything we need to know about this lifestyle in kindergarten. Be kind, be respectful, and leave your hands off people. Just don't touch people. Ask first. We love touches. Most all of us love to be touched. And most all of us would love you to do all the things. But you need to have a conversation. Well, you need to ask and...
Even us meeting new people, like I ask, we're like, is it okay if I hug? Like, I'm a hugger. Is that okay? Yeah. You know, and 99% of the time, it's okay.
Yeah, that's
what I mean.
That's mostly.
I always make sure that I'm not putting somebody in an uncomfortable position because I'm comfortable with doing it. Doesn't mean they're comfortable with doing it.
Yeah. I have, again, seen a lot of people that are concerned about consent and concerned about that. And it's good. I think it's a good thing. I think that if we keep talking about this kind of stuff and figuring out different ways to educate and advocate. And I think that we just need to all be mindful, consent, just being under the influence, just be careful. We love everyone and it worries all of us. And we just want to make sure that everyone's being safe and we're here for a good time. And then communicate with your spouse. If something's going down, just stop what you're doing. Yeah. Stop everything you're doing.
There's no point in bringing other people into your...
And don't continue. If you know that it's something and you know your person's struggling and you know that you're not in a good space, don't keep doing whatever it is that's making you mad. It's not a tit for tat.
That's a turnoff for everyone else as well.
I've watched so many tit for tats and get back at you and I'm going to do this. And it's like a point system and this like weird competition. And it's been a lot of that lately and trying to make your spouse jealous, your partner jealous. Yeah. And then when it gets to that point, just watching just disregard for your spouse, which that's your person. That's your person.
Yeah.
You're married.
So when I see that
you have
type
kids
of thing,
with these people,
I see that type of thing. You just disrespected your person.
Yeah.
So why do you think, why would I think that you're going to respect my person?
I was just
going
to say, why, if he's not listening to his human or her human, they're not listening to their human at all, why in the heck would they care about my boundaries and my consent and my rules and everything if they don't care about their own person's rules or boundaries or limits or any of that? And that's what I always go back to. It's a huge problem. And I know there have been quite a few couples that have taken a break and stepped back, and it's good. I think that needs to happen for all of us if, you know, something comes up.
Yeah.
Because, again, this lifestyle could make or break your relationship.
Yeah.
It will amplify every problem, every issue, every ounce of jealousy that you have.
But
in
it also amplifies
but it
the
can,
good
yep,
side.
I was gonna say, but it can be absolutely thrilling and amazing. And I think I'm just thankful that we got into lifestyle as a solid couple before. I'm glad we established BDSM. I really do believe that I give it most of the credit for how strong of a couple we became and living long distance and then BDSM. We've had nothing but communication, and I am glad. I think that people recognize that. I think that's why people listen and hang out with us and love us. I think it is because they know that. And
we might be a little bit more sensitive tooting my horn, but to all like this stuff because we are so solid and we kind of project that energy. People that aren't so solid, they come to us with their problems.
Yeah, I think that part.
And so I think we might be more sensitive to a lot of these problems than other people.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because
at some point we became kind of like relationships. We had to step back for a little bit and remove ourselves from most of these people. Because
it stopped being a fun event for us, and we started.
We became a therapist. We became relationship coaches, and we were sitting in rooms with people that were jealous. And I know. Speaking of that, I went to a party, and a couple was not doing well. It was really bad, and I didn't really know them too well, but know them enough that I even sat there and was like, I had to fight the urge to not separate them. I said, if Russ was here, and this would have been a few years ago, he would have taken him into a room. I would have taken. How many times have we had to separate couples and sit down and fix and remove them from the space and go through all their issues and work through their stuff with them? And we were getting events that we were just spending all of our time.
Yeah.
People giving us all of their relationship problems and troubles. And we have always been a couple that believes in also. We're not going to talk to other people about our relationship like that. If there's issues and trouble, we work on that. We communicate that.
Yeah.
So it was like opposite of what we had always done. But it was ruining club nights and events and stuff. We would spend it being so like, and I am very empathetic. Like I soak all of that in. So it just ruins the vibes and the energy. And I love those people and I don't regret doing that. But we had to start removing ourselves from a lot of that because it was, we were soaking it in and changes everything. And then you end up spending the night just in a whole different space. And we're not focusing on each other. We're not even hanging out. We're in two different places. And it was a minute where I was just like, should I go separate, talk through it, figure out the issue, get them to talk? Yeah. And I had to stop myself. And
we have to start. Like, we started not saying, problem. Not my circus, not my monkeys. Because it's really not.
It's not
as long as it's. Yeah. Doesn't go too far, I'm not going to include myself.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the people. These were not like close friends either. It really does. Obviously, our people and our close friends were going to be there and whatever you need, and we will help you work through it. But it was like just random people that would just talk to us about all of their spouse's problems and all of the stuff they hate about them and be dumping all of this stuff. And I think early on we were very much like, we're not going to be like that. We're not doing that.
We don't do that here.
We're not going to sit there and just talk crap about our spouse. But a lot of people do.
But and the thing is that's what part of what we fell in love with this community.
That's what makes me sad.
We don't have the people that talk trash about their spouses.
We have people that
love. And when you get the couples that are going through things that and start doing that, it's like, we don't do that here.
We don't. And it's your person. And that's your person. We always say that. How many times do we say that? Yeah. I don't care how mad and upset you are and sad or whatever hurt you are. That's still your person. Don't forget that. And put all of your energy into that. Because it's very much worth it. And you need to invest everything in your marriage. That's always been our number one, is our marriage. And it makes me sad that people aren't just having the best time of their life, because if you would just allow it to happen, you could thrive and have so much fun. And I hate to see people just going through things and struggling and a lot. It's just all at one time. It feels like a lot of people close to us. I guess maybe it's just hopefully on our end, it just seems amplified because of the fact that it's been a lot going on with our space that we're in lately. But I just wanted to bring attention to it and kind of say it out loud and maybe get the conversation started. And all out of love, again, all out of love. We just want people to love each other, have fun, have the greatest time, enjoy yourself, be safe, get consent, you know, basic, common, communication is key. How many more things can I say about it? All the cliches. We just love you guys, and I think it was worth talking about.
Yeah.
If you have something to say about it, or if you want to chime in, or if you have any ideas or anything at all, make sure to comment below and leave all the things and interact with us. I'll be talking about it on the stories and have all that stuff on social media, Instagram, TikTok. So join the conversation.
YouTube.
And, yeah, YouTube. We want to help. If you have any ideas or anything that we can do, we want to start carrying Narcan, I think, is a good idea. I think just to be safe. There's some ideas that we've been trying to throw around. Like, we can't, they're grown, everybody's a grown adult. We can't really force anyone to do or not do anything. But we want to be safe about it. And we want to make sure. I loved that Naughty had two EMTs right there at all times. Like, it's, we need to start making sure that there are IVs and there's fluid and everyone's hydrated. And we just want it to be safe. We want everyone to live the rest of their life, no matter how that is, even if it's different than how we do. But we just hope that everyone is very safe and keep each other safe. And love each other. Love your person. Make sure that you're liking, following, doing all the things. I haven't said that for a minute. I keep forgetting every single podcast. We have Instagram. We've got TikTok. We have YouTube. Multiple accounts. But everything can be found at thathotcoupleinga.com. And yeah, that's all we really have to say about that.
So, as always,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.